blanketed it so thickly that the radio link began to break up. His faceplate displays were splashed with yellow as he diverted electrical power from the suit's sensors and even the servo motors that moved its arms and legs to pour as much energy as possible into the heaters. The arms were getting too stiff to move even with the servo motors grinding away. Christ knows how thick the ice is packing up on them. Trouble is, he knew, the suit's skin is thermally insulated too damn well. The suit's built to keep heat in, not to let it leak outside. That gave him an idea. It was wild, but it was an idea. How long can I breathe vacuum? He asked himself. It was an old daredevil game that astronauts and stuntmen and other crazies played now and then. Vacuum breathing. You open your suit to vacuum and hold your breath. The trick is to seal up the suit again before you pass out or before your eyes blow out from the loss of pressure. A lot of people claim the record. Most of them were dead. Pancho Lane had a reputation for being good at it, he remembered, back in the days when she was an ass-kicking astronaut. The real question, Gaeta realized, is how much air does the suit hold? And how fast will it leak out if I pop one of the small hatches, like the one in my sleeve? He wished he could check it out with Fritz, but even the emergency antenna was out now. The last time he'd used it, it got too thickly coated with ice to reel it back in. You're on your own, muchacho. Make your own calculations and take your own chances. There's nobody left to help you.
Kananga looked calm and pleased, standing tall and smiling in front of the inner hatch of the airlock. It was an oversized hatch, wide and high enough to take bulky crates of machinery or other cargo, as well as individuals in spacesuits. Vyborg was fidgeting nervously, obviously eager to get this over with, Eberle thought. On the other side of the steel-walled chamber stood Holly, trying to look defiant but clearly frightened. A young man who identified himself as Raul Tavalera lay at her feet, grimacing in pain and anger. Eberle remembered him as the astronaut who had been rescued during the refueling of Jupiter. The Ethiopian tracker and the three security team people were further down the tunnel, blocking any attempt to run away. "I'm pleased," said Kananga, "that our newly installed chief administrator could take the time away from his many duties to join us here at this trial." "Trial?" Eberle snapped. "Why, yes. I'd like you to serve as the chief judge." Eberle glanced uneasily at Holly, then quickly looked away. "Who is on trial? What's the charge?" Extending a long, pointing finger, Kananga said, "Holly Lane stands accused of the murder of Diego Romero." "That's bullshit!" Tavalera shouted. Kananga stepped toward the wounded young man and kicked him in his ribs. The breath rushed out of Tavalera's lungs with a painful grunt. Holly's hands balled into fists, but Kananga turned and struck her with a vicious backhand slap that split her lip open. She staggered back a few steps. "This court will not tolerate any outbursts," Kananga said severely to the gasping, wincing Tavalera. "Since you have aided and abetted the accused, you stand accused along with her." "If I'm the judge here," Eberle said, "then I'll determine who can speak and who can't." Kananga made a mock bow. "Of course." "I assume you are the prosecutor," Eberle said to the Rwandan. Kananga dipped his chin once. "And who is the defense attorney?" "The accused will defend herself," Morgenthau answered. "And the jury?" Vyborg said. "Morgenthau and I will serve as the jury." Eberle thought bleakly. "A drumhead military trial. They're making me part of it. I'll never be able to deny that I took part in Holly's execution. They've seen to that. The best I can do is see to it that this drumhead trial follows some kind of legal order. The result is as clear as the fear in Holly's eyes." He sighed deeply, wishing he could be somewhere else. "Anywhere else," he thought, "except my old prison cell back in Vienna." "Very well," he said at last, avoiding Holly's eyes. "This trial is called to order."
Execution. Using the suit's internal computer, Gaeta made some rough calculations. The temperature inside the suit was still sinking, even though he had the heaters up full blast. Make up your mind while you've still got some heat inside the suit. Otherwise, you're dead. He made his decision. Gaeta pulled both arms out of the suit's sleeves. Getting his legs out of the suit's legs was more difficult. Should have taken those yoga classes they were offering last year, he told himself as he strained to pull out one leg and fold it beneath his buttocks. The other leg was even more difficult. Gaeta yelped with pain as something in the back of his thigh popped. Cursing in fluid Spanglish, he finally managed to pull the other leg up into the suit's torso. Panting from the exertion, feeling his thigh muscles throbbing painfully, he sat inside the suit's torso in a ludicrous parody of a lotus position. Okay, he said to himself. Now we see how long you can breathe vacuum.
I didn't kill Don Diego, Holly insisted, dabbing at the blood from her split lip. With her other hand, she pointed at Kananga. He did. He admitted it to me.
Do you have any witnesses to that? Eberly asked, stalling for time. He didn't know why. He knew there was no hope. Kananga was going to convict Holly of the murder and execute her, with Tavalera alongside her. Airlock justice. Holly shook her head dumbly. Kananga said, She's lying, of course. She was the last one to see Romero. She claims she discovered the body. I say she murdered the old man.
But why would I do that? Holly burst. He was my friend. I wouldn't hurt him.
Perhaps he made sexual advances at you, Eberly suggested, clutching at straws. Perhaps the killing was self-defense, or even accidental. Morgenthau, standing to one side beside Viborg, muttered, Nonsense. You're the jury, Eberly said. You shouldn't make any comments. She's guilty, Viborg snapped. We don't need any further evidence.
Let the heat out of the suit, and maybe it'll drive him away, Gaeta told himself. If it doesn't, I'm dead. So what have I got to lose? He nodded inside the ice-covered helmet. So do it. What are you waiting for? He refigured the control board inside the suit's chest to pop the access panels in both the suit's arms and both legs. The four keypads glowed before his eyes. The four fingers of his right hand hovered above them. Do it, he commanded himself. Squeezing his eyes shut and blowing hard to make his lungs as empty as possible, Gaeta jammed his fingers down onto the keypad and counted. 1001, 1002, 1003. In his mind's eye, he saw what was happening. The suit's heated air was rushing out of the open access panels. The ice creatures should feel a sudden wave of heat. Maybe it would kill them. Certainly, it should make them uncomfortable. 1008, 1009. Gaeta's ears popped. He couldn't hold his breath much longer. He didn't dare open his eyes yet. He remembered tales of guys who'd been blown apart by sudden decompression. The whole suit's insides will be dripping with my blood and guts, he thought. 1012, 1000. He banged the keyboard and felt the access panel slam shut. Opening his eyes a slit, he hit the air control and heard the hiss of air from the emergency tank refilling the suit. But his faceplate was still completely iced over. In final desperation, he banged on the thruster firing key again. It was like lighting a firecracker under his butt. The thrust of the jets caught him completely unaware. He yowled in a mix of surprise, delight, and pain as the suit jetted off. He was flying blind, but at least he was flying.
Morgenthau and Viborg didn't even have to look at each other to agree on their verdict. Guilty, said Morgenthau.
Guilty as charged, said Viborg. And her accomplice, too.
Accomplice, Tavalera blurted. Kananga kicked him again. The jury has found you guilty, Eberly said to Holly. Is there anything you wish to say?
Plenty, Holly spat. But nothing you'd want to hear.
Morgenthau stepped in front of Holly. Pulling a palm comp from her gaudy caftan, she said,
There is something I would like to hear. I want you to confess that you and your friend here were working with Dr. Cardenas to develop killer nanobugs.
That's not true, Holly said.
I didn't say it had to be true,
Morgenthau replied with a sly smile on her lips.
I merely want to hear you say it.
I won't.
Neither will I, Tavalera said.
Kananga looked down at the wounded, beaten engineer, then turned to face Holly. Smiling wolfishly, he added, I think I can convince her.